Det här programmet kommer från SO Radio.
Så klunkar vi upp. Det här gick du ut för. Ja, that's what she said.
Hello and welcome to Förfest utan licens. I'm your host, Adam Soderberg, and today, as you might hear, I'm not speaking to you in Swedish because I have a friend, a foreign friend from overseas. Not really overseas like overseas, but you're from Germany.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Who are you? Tell us.
I am Per. I'm from Bremen, and Adam, we know us like 2 years from now, but only 5 days in a row. So we met in I'm arguing with you, but I think it's Halmstad.
We met on the road. I was hitchhiking, yeah. And you picked me up.
Yes, I did, because you stood there with your rucksack, pointing your thumb in the right direction you wanted to go, and I had no guide to guide me to Gothenburg, but you did. Thank you.
You couldn't follow the signs, so you thought, I'm going to grab this guy from Skåne. He can show me Gothenburg.
And he did, and he did, actually.
Yeah. And you've been listening to my podcast, even if it was in Swedish. So yes. I figured, I need to bring you here, and I need to do it in English, so you can tell us who you are.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yes, and thank you for your podcasts, but I didn't understand one word, one fucking word. Oh, am I allowed to say?
Well, you can be kind, not swear as much.
Okay, thank you. I listened to it, but then I asked you to give me a favor and have like 10 minutes in English, and you did, and now I'm glad to stand here with you.
It's going to be more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
But you're not alone today. To my left, I have
Natasha Svanefjord. And welcome. I am from Stockholm. I study philosophy and aesthetics here at Södertörn. I don't know what more there is to say.
Well, you can tell us because you actually have your own podcast, don't you?
Yes, I recently started a philosophy podcast here, Catharsis, a philosophy podcast. And the first episode is just mixed and ready to go. I'm just waiting for the illustrators okay about the poster and the banner.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it will be so exciting to launch it because there are so many people in the podcast who have been kind enough to give me part of the time, scientists and students alike, from so many different subjects. It will be so much fun to launch it.
Looking forward to it.
I'm curious, will it be weekly or is it just
probably monthly, because monthly, I am first of all working on my bachelor thesis, and hopefully I will be in the master's program next year, and that will take up a lot of time, so perhaps monthly.
Okay. But it will be in Swedish if we
yes, unfortunately it will be in Swedish. Okay, unless perhaps you would like to be there, then we can do something in English.
I'll be here till Tuesday, so
then maybe not.
Okay.
It's interesting because the topic I've chosen today is like time off and like weekends and stuff like that, because we've just had Valborg, which you and me, Natasha, we know what that is.
Yeah.
But I try to tell you, Per, what it is. Yeah. And you were looking at me very strangely. Okay, it's a fire, and you drink alcohol, and I told you that people sit in the parks for the whole day.
Yeah.
And I try to kind of understand, do you have something similar in Germany?
I think there's only one region where they are celebrating Valborg. We call it Walpurgisnacht. It's the night of Valborg. And I think it's in the Harz. It's a small mountain area in the middle of Germany. And they are like setting up fires. The only time we are setting up fires elsewhere is on Easter. That's what we do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where did you celebrate?
I celebrated by studying.
Oh, yeah, because we're talking about time off. So, of course, you didn't have any time off, did you?
No, I did not. I sat at home with the hay fever and was just generally, no, I have to be working on this. And I don't really see a reason to celebrate Valborg, as someone posted on my Facebook. Don't drink at Valborg. It's a Bergua's invention, because on 1st of May, everyone demonstrates on the street. So if you are hungover, you will not be demonstrating.
Okay.
And, you know, whether that's true or not, deal with it. But I don't celebrate it so much.
Well, that's not too bad. I didn't celebrate it as much, but I didn't celebrate it.
But it's a big thing over here?
It is. I mean, especially, I would say, for the students.
I mean, we even have Kvalborg, which is the day before when you also get drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And party. So it's 2 days in a row. So you're extra hungover on the 1st of May.
It is really, really strange. My friends, they live in Uppsala where they celebrate it like a lot.
Oh,
and
God,
they have
yes.
the whole week. They have like different words with just boy in it. Skval, val, kval, final, just different ones so they can drink. It's the whole week and 2 days afterwards as well.
Okay.
So I wouldn't recommend people to come over and celebrate Valborg like that, because you would come home with a big just gap in your mind. It's like, I did something, but I have no idea what I did.
And probably no liver.
No, exactly. No, leave your liver at home and come soon to celebrate Valborg.
What is it called? The vodka diet?
Oh my God.
Lose 4 days in just 1 week.
That's what most students
brilliant,
do.
Brilliant.
What do you want? You just need a topic to go to drinking over here.
Yeah. I reckon, yeah. You just need to celebrate something. Speaking about celebrate, I didn't celebrate it yesterday, but it was Kristi Himmelsfeld. Did you celebrate it, Natasha?
By mixing and editing my podcast.
Of course, you didn't have any time off. On a rain day, you didn't have any time off. We need to have like a discussion about this. Yeah. You're not off any time, are you?
No, I really don't care about red days. This is a bit embarrassing, but I don't really study a lot. I don't actually, so it feels like most of my time is actually off time. So I work whenever I feel like it, really. That's when I study. So I'll perhaps take a whole day and I'll just sit for about 12 hours just writing. And then I'm just off for 4 days and doing a little bit of that, perhaps reading something for a seminar. So I don't actually study a lot.
So you're dedicated, but just for a short term.
Yes, okay. Yes, it takes a lot of energy, and then it's just super productive for perhaps 1 day, and then it's just for a couple of days.
Okay, that's
so interesting. So I don't really have a schedule. I don't really have like routines or habits. I just go. When the sun is out, I'm just like, yes, this is a great day for being inside.
I usually actually think like that as well. I'm like, okay, let's do it quickly. That's the way to do when you study, because you always do it like, poof, this is what I'm going to do. It has to be quick, and I want to do it now. But it's different for you, Per, because you work, actually, right?
Yes, I do. I'm a robot engineer working like 40 hours a week, and I celebrate the red days because these are the days we can go on vacation or have a longer weekend or so. And as you said, Kristi Himmelfahrt, it's a big thing in Germany because we also celebrate the Father's Day on this particular day. And all the non-fathers pack up their Bollerwagen. You know that word?
It's Oh yes, a picnic basket.
With wheels on it.
Oh
and you can pull it. Yeah.
Dramaten.
Okay. What? Dramaten?
Draw maten.
No.
Pull the food.
No, he got it. Yeah.
No, she was making a joke. Okay. It's Swedish.
Dramaten is also a theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a pun.
So you were saying something about a picnic basket.
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay. Ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A picnic basket on wheels.
Yeah.
Filled up with liquor and beer, and most of the times they put some PA, so a music station on it, and then they just pull it around the village or the city and celebrating that there are no fathers.
Okay.
So this is Kristi Himmelfahrt, yeah. And the big thing is that it's always on a Thursday, like Kristi Himmelfahrt is, and they always take the Friday as a day off.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Wait, is this only the men or the women as well?
I think they are reaching up to this. So they are not sitting at home and not drinking, but they follow us, I have to say.
Yeah, yes, I want to celebrate that I'm not a father.
No,
that's excellent.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You can actually do that. It's not a big deal for you. Yeah, I'm not a father. I'm not going to be a father. Oh, I don't care, really. It's a good thing for you. You can always celebrate that. Yeah. For us, we might actually end up there someday.
Yeah, perhaps. Fathers. Yes, yeah. I hope so.
I do as well.
There's not much of this Christian believing thing in it anymore, because most of the people don't go to church anymore for this day, and but it's great fun, and they always end up in some kind of bar or club or something trying to get sober.
It's quite interesting, because we used to celebrate in Sweden all these kind of Christian holidays, but I don't know anybody that does it anymore. Do you?
Most people just celebrate that they're free from work. Really.
Just a red day.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a red day. Let's celebrate by getting drunk. That's the tradition in itself. Not really that, you know, Jesus Christ was resurrected or you know, he was born or anything. Not really.
It was quite interesting, Per. You told me before that in different parts of Germany, they have different amounts of days off.
Yeah, that's a pity because I'm from Bremen and we have the least days off in whole Germany. I just looked it up. It is 9 days, red days for Bremen and some other cities and regions in Germany. But there's one special city in Germany, Augsburg. They have 15 days off.
What? Because
almost twice as much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it, just red days. So the normal days off you get from your employer are not included in that because, a red day is a red day.
Yeah. And
but how can it be different?
Because they're Catholics most of the times in southern Germany.
So let's just all be Catholics. Yeah. Get a few extra days off.
Yeah.
Or combat.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And especially Augsburg has a very special day that is only celebrated in Augsburg. And I don't know why this is a red day just in Augsburg for the whole city. And no one at the outer regions may celebrate this as a red day. Perhaps I should move there. Yeah.
What kind of day is that? What kind of holiday is
it? It's a city holiday. I didn't look it up. I hope no one hears that from Augsburg, but I'm not so interested in this holiday. But it's just this special thing. Yeah.
You can always envy them, but you don't need to know what it is because then you're going to be all pissed off, aren't you?
And I can always say that you have 15 days off.
Yeah.
Get the.
No. That's all you can say. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. You don't have 15 days. That's too bad.
9.
Okay. But it's Friday today, and it's the last day of the working week, at least. So what's up for the weekend? Do you have anything planned, Natasha?
I am going to a philosophy conference for students in Uppsala. It's called the Nordfil, I think. It's for students from different parts of the Nordic countries. It's from Iceland, it's from Finland, from Norway, and there are speakers, students from different countries, Denmark, Norway, and so on. So I'll be going there at least on a Saturday and just, you know, be there and talk philosophy with other students from other traditions and so on. It'll be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That sounds very interesting as well. It connects to everything you do.
Cool. And I'm going to meet some people from Uppsala who also have a philosophy podcast. So we'll perhaps plan on doing something together.
That's
we'll
great.
See.
Yeah. Working together. We like that. SH Radio like when people can connect through radio. It's beautiful. Wow. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll find some friends that you can connect to and do some maybe podcasts together and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Oh, that's interesting. So they have a bigger one than maybe with more people working with
them. I have no idea. I think there are 3 people while I am alone because I don't trust other people with work. I'd love to do a podcast together with someone. I really do. But a lot of students have work or other responsibilities, so they can't really, you know, just doing the schedule for the interviews has been so hard. Like some people will say, yeah, I can do Thursday. And it's like, oh, no, I can't do Thursday. Oh, I can't do Wednesday. And when 20 people do that, it's kind of hard to schedule. So,
but you managed.
Yes, I managed. I trust only myself with this sort of thing.
For kids out there that want to do radio, don't do it with anyone else. That sounds really sad. I'm also doing it by myself, but it's all right as long as you have guests.
Yes.
So you don't feel alone.
Yes.
You have someone to talk to. It's important.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts usually have like two, three people who are always there so they can get this intimate kind of internal, what's it called?
Internal jokes, kind of.
Internal jokes,
yeah. Exactly. Talk to each other.
Yeah, and they develop this kind of jargon.
I don't know what you would say for that. Like, it's a special tongue or a special way of talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I'll be doing this alone, so it'll be a bit more cold, perhaps not as fun and personal, perhaps, but hopefully we'll get this kind of stemming.
The feeling, the look of it.
Yeah,
not look,
a good feeling when we talk. And I really felt that for the first episode. We really had like a good thing going on.
You set the tone. That's
the tone, yes.
Yeah, the tone.
Special tone. That's what we were looking for, yeah. So you set the special tone. So you want to do that in each show then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to thank you, by the way, for explaining and translating everything for me. This is something I recognized in whole over Sweden. No matter where you are, they are always speaking to you in a very, very friendly way, and they are helping you in English, even if you don't. So thank you. Very, very kind of you.
Thank you, Sweden.
Thank you, Sweden.
This is also why it's very hard for people moving to Sweden, because Swedes are so very interested. It's like, oh, no, I get to speak English with someone. Yes, I will never speak Swedish to you. Like, I have a couple Irish friends who moved from Ireland, and I will really, really speak English with them so I can practice my English. And they're like, no, speak Swedish to me.
Yeah, of course.
Please, gör svenska med mig.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'll speak Swedish to you. No, English.
Get to learn it somewhere else, not with me.
It's a coin with two sides. Right? Yeah. You go, okay, I want to speak English, but they go, well, I don't want to understand. I know that. I want to get Swedish. Like,
yeah.
So it's a twist there. How are you supposed to figure that out? You can help them, but you can also talk English yourself.
I think it's quite a passion with Swedes, really, because one of the best parts, when I work during the summers and so on, the best part of the day is when there's tourists, because then I get to speak English. It's so much fun, especially when... this is perhaps a stereotype, but when really people from England come, I've been working at a fast food restaurant, and they come in and it's just, hello, I like some onion rings and mozzarella sticks, and please get some chips, and it's really just everything fried. They order everything fried, and I just laugh to myself, and it's like, I always pick up their accent. So it's from Australia, I'll speak Australian, and they'll be like, are you from Australia? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just picking up your voice. I'm just picking up you.
That's a good job. Like, when you want to do different accents and learn languages, it's a good job to have. Wow.
Yeah, the problem is I can't separate them, really. So if I want to do one, it's like, what did it sound like? Now again, I need someone, like, or a voice in my head, like an actor or something that I've heard several times just to imitate or something, but it's really hard for me, especially with Swedish accents as well. I'll just pick someone up. If I talk to you for a day, perhaps I'll pick up your skånska.
Mm-hmm.
It is very possible. And it's,
let's not talk like that, though.
It's an awful trait to have sometimes, because it's like, you're not from Skåne. And I'm like, no, I am not. Perhaps spiritually, I don't even... I'm sorry.
Well, at least you can say that. I'm really, really... I want you to feel comfortable, so I'm going to change into your accent. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Perhaps. My best friend and I, she's from Gothenburg, and I'm from Stockholm, so we always pick up each other's accents. So we kind of meet in the middle with some kind of mix, and people meet us and like, that's not how you talk.
Wait. In the middle would be Jönköping. Yeah, but they don't speak this mashed up thing.
No, they don't. So we just mix. And I've also got family in the northern parts of Sweden. So I'll come and do things like, which means yes.
Yeah,
I
got
that
from yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're making fun of that.
It's a joke, really, how to vacuum with a northern piece of people from the northern part of Sweden. And you just put them under the rug and say, is it dust? Is it dust? Is it dust? Is it dust? No.
That is really mean.
I've heard it so many times by now.
Oh my god. It's like the jokes that you would do in Gothenburg, like the cheaper ones.
Yeah,
Really cheeky ones.
Yeah, but we have the same in Germany. We have also very different accents. When you go to the northern German, you got this Plattdeutsch, and it's very Netherlandic, Danish style, and English in particular. And then you go to the south or to the east, and you don't get a word what they are saying, especially in the east. Or when you go to Switzerland, there's no chance to go to understand those people if you come from the north. No
way. Okay.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I would say similar in Sweden. I understand most dialects, though, and accents, I'd say. Not all of them, but most of them.
I can have a hard time understanding skånska, which is your dialect, if people speak on the phone. I've got an aunt whose husband is from Skåne, but he has been living in the northern parts for such a long time now. So his dialect has become this abomination dialect between northern parts of Sweden and skånska. So it's just, if you speak with him on the phone, it's just, what? 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 Every time, and after a while, I just say, okay, I had no idea what he said, but I just rolled with it. It was probably something I agree with.
Would it be easier to see him on Skype or something, if you see what he's saying?
Yeah, I'm a lip reader when he speaks. It's just like, okay. And he likes to, like, mumble or something all the time, so I'll just go speak with someone else.
Okay. Well, if it's on the phone, you can always go, okay, bye-bye, see you later. It's done, really. I remember, because you spoke about your friends from Ireland, I remembered, yeah, I have someone on my show that actually lives in Ireland. Not any one of you, but I have the former host, Lisette. Now, you will hear Lisette's little clip from this week.
Well, if you run, usually there is a ball sometimes included. There are balls included.
Thank you.
Hi, Adam. Well, for all students here in Limerick, and myself included, it's exams period right now. And that also means that this is my last week here in Ireland. It's kind of bittersweet, and I won't cry, I promise. So, in the spirit of exams period, I of course invite a bunch of people to my place for a pre-party. And there, I interviewed Sarah, Summer Arrow, an exchange student from Austria, asking about what her plans are after the exams are over. I'm gonna go to Stockholm.
Yeah!
And, and visit all my Swedish friends.
That you don't have any.
Which I don't have. It's just like, just, how do you say that? I use you so I have a free place to live in Stockholm and Gothenburg and
yeah.
Wherever all whatever you guys are from.
Well, that's about it. Should get more friends.
You really should get more friends. I should. Why do we even want to go to Sweden? Like a legend says, it's pretty.
The legend. What legend?
But like, what do you do normally on vacation? Like when you don't visit Sweden? When I don't. I read my book. I wish I could read your book, but it's in Swedish, so I'm still waiting for someone to translate it into English. But yeah. You read your book, so you have like one that you still reading, yeah, like every semester.
One book, it's called Harry Potter. I don't know if you've heard of it, but I'm like...
What is that book?
Harry Potter.
What is it?
So it's about this one little guy, and he gets killed almost in every book. He's about 11 years old. So obviously everybody loves it.
What do you normally do when you have time off? Like after school, before school, nights?
I do some sports, basically every sport.
Oh, you run. Usually there is a ball sometimes included. There are balls included. No way!
Yes!
I have to start doing sports.
Yeah, you would know. This is so funny.
That was Sarah Summer Arrow, an exchange student from Austria, giving us some of her life philosophy. But sadly, Adam, that's it from me from Limerick, Ireland. Next time, I'm gonna be in Stockholm, so you better watch out. Bye!
Thank you very much for that, Lisette, for this week. Summer's almost coming up, and Lisette will actually come back soon, but she's not here yet, so we're going to continue without her. But I want to know, the two of you, since summer is coming up, what are your plans? Are you going to have some time off? What's coming up during the summer?
I am going to be working quite a lot, and I'm also going to Iceland for a two-week trip all around Iceland with my boyfriend's family.
Wow, that sounds cool. Iceland's beautiful.
Sounds cool, yeah.
Cool, but it's going to be summer.
But it's going to be summer.
It's going to be summer-ish.
Yeah.
Iceland in the summer is like 15 degrees usually. But
yeah, I'll just bring a jacket.
Yeah.
Like I'm used to the northern parts of Sweden. Mm. I think I can take Iceland in the summer.
But it's going to be beautiful. It is a very beautiful country.
Yeah, I am bringing the camera. It's going to be so nice. And we're going to, you know, bathe in these warm...
springs.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's going to be so nice. And we're going to... perhaps go on Iceland ponies.
Yeah,
go riding.
Oh, that's so much fun. Do that. That's a lot of fun.
My boyfriend's father is extremely afraid of horses.
Is he?
So,
but they're so small and tiny and really
I know, they're
so
cute.
Fast.
Yeah, they're fast, and you get really like a really bad ache in your ass. But it's nice. And you said
I've been squatting these past 6 months, so I'm prepared.
I've been squatting because I'm going to go on Icelandic horses.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. No, but do it. Even if he doesn't want to do it, you should because it's a lot of fun.
Well, we hope so. It's going to be super cool.
Cool. That sounds like a good thing. You're actually going to get time off.
Yeah.
Yes. To intense week and then Indeed. It's work.
So you're going to have 2 weeks in the summer and then it's just going to be full on.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. But at least you're going to be able to speak English because you're going to get customers, right?
That yes. Speak English. Good. Though I am working at the cinema right now, so it's not a lot of tourists.
Ah, too bad. They don't want to go to the cinema on their holidays, are
they? No, they'll just be there and, you know, especially some English-speaking tourists, they really despise having Swedish subtitles on the movies, which, you know, I can partly understand, though I'm so used to, you know, just don't giving a damn about them. So not a lot of tourists there, unfortunately, except for people are just like, where is this place? I don't know where I am. I accidentally walked in here looking for the water closet and now I'm just so afraid and I'm just, where am I? Those kind of people will be there.
Okay, so you get to be tourist information then sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Mostly I'll just be standing there and just working with Swedish people, which is not as fun.
Fair enough. Good that you go to Iceland so you can speak some English then.
Yeah, I'm wondering, are they good with English in Iceland?
I don't know. When I was there, they were better than the French. Put it like that.
Better than the French. I think that's most people, actually.
I mean, it depends on if you go to the countryside or not. But if you go to more touristy places, they're, when I was there, it's a few years ago now, but they were fairly good at English, yes.
Okay, because we'll not be going to all the touristy places since we're going, you know, Iceland all around. Because we've booked the trip, but some of the hotels still haven't replied. And those replies we've gotten have been a bit of a mystery reading. It's just, are we reading a poem or are we...
No, they just wrote it in their own language and Google translated it. Yeah.
I'm quite afraid because you won't be able to understand Icelandic. It's impossible. I can't understand a thing.
No, I tried reading it and it was... what is this language?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it related to the Scandinavian
languages? Well, in a way, yes, but you won't be able to understand.
Okay. The Icelandics are very proud of the language since it's so close to, you know, the like antique northern Viking language. So they can still read, you know, the Icelandic sagas and, you know...
The runes and stuff like that. Yeah.
The Edda by Snorri Sturlason. So they can still read the ancient languages whilst we look at, like, you know, the 19th century and go, what is this language? Why are there F's instead of S? And just...
We're not really that advanced. Or maybe
F's, like...
The letter S looks exactly like an F.
Yes, we have that in Germany too. It's the old German writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting, how we are related, though. We are Germanic, kind of, all of us, aren't we? So... It's not that strange. Yep. But you need to tell me, Per, what are you going to do this summer?
I tried to get my vacation like for 4 weeks in August, which is very unusual for my working what I do. But I want to try to go on a hitchhiking trip. And I have no clue where to go. Perhaps it's just Germany and visiting friends and my family that is my brother perhaps lives in Mainz and his wife just gave birth to my niece Elisa.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. Then you need to go and see the baby. Of course. I love babies.
Yeah. I know I will see them next week, so this is okay for me. Okay. And on August perhaps I have more time for them. But I haven't had 4 weeks in a row for ages. The last time this was when I studied and I'm looking forward to it, but I have no clue where to go. But perhaps this is a good thing.
Perhaps get lost in Sweden once again so you can pick up another ad.
No, I think I will stick to Adam then because he's a good guide. Yeah.
Okay.
I can grab him and take him to Gothenburg.
I can always bullshit. Yeah, I've been here once. I know where everything is. That's what I did. He's like, can you be my guide? And I was like, yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing,
but please pick me up and get me from this gas station.
I'll be your guide if you pick me up. So it worked. I mean, I know Swedish, you don't, so I'm a better guide than a German would be, I reckon. Yeah. So in that way, I
first thought you say a better guy than
a
German.
A guide.
Guide. Yeah.
I'm better guy than any German guy. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that. That's really rude.
Friends of him asked me yesterday why the hell I picked him up. He could be a mass murderer or a serial killer or something.
And
I
said, look at me.
Yeah. And I said, look at him. He stood there with his huge rucksack at the gas station, just, like a normal Swedish guy. I thought this is the typical Swedish guy.
And now for the background question, why were you alone at a Statoil or anything.
Yeah, I mean
Statoil. It was Statoil.
It was a trip. I mean, it started in Lund, and then I couldn't get much further because they dropped me off, and then they left the guys to pick me up. So I was standing there.
On getting a ride, yeah, like all the way.
I hitchhiked from.
Oh my god! I went over there
to Gothenburg, and then from Gothenburg to a place up in Norrköping, and then from there up to out towards Värmland. So yeah, I did that. It's hard because Swedes don't want to stop. So therefore, I'm counting on the Germans to pick me up because no one else kind of stopped. I stood there for hours. But
yeah, I was just thinking the same thing you said. What if he's a mass murderer, the guy picking me up, or you know, a serial killer, a rapist, anything? Yeah. I would never,
you need
never
to
dare.
Trust people. I usually do that, and we met, so I can't really complain.
No. In Germany, it's not a big thing to pick up a hitchhiker, but Adam told me that it's not usual to go on hitchhiking trips in Sweden.
And no, the no. Only unheard of.
Yeah,
until now for me.
The only people that pick you up in Sweden will be foreigners. So he told
most
me...
Most of the time. Yeah. I got some Swedes that picked me up, but they were very open-minded.
Okay,
and they were not alone most of the time. Yeah. It was a man or it was a man and a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a woman, not even once. No, I don't think so. Because they don't want it to. They're kind of afraid that I'm going to be a mass murderer or something.
Because patriarchy and so on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, the society, kind of. But it was okay. You had to wait for a long time, but it was okay.
I never asked you how you got away from Gothenburg. Was it easier for you to get from there to another place, or was it as hard as from
I don't know.
Helmstedt?
I kind of jumped in a bus and I hid because I didn't pay. And then I got to another smaller city and I managed to hitchhike. But it took me 4 or 5 hours, I think. So
okay.
It kind of sucked, but it was free and it was fun-ish. The sun was out. Mm-hmm. Then it started raining. Yeah, let's not talk about it. My life is great. Yeah. No, but that was fun. And I recommend people to actually try it. So that's a good thing to do in your vacation because you get to meet new people.
Yeah.
Whenever you go somewhere, you get to meet new people. So that's a good tip.
And an advice for other people who think they are couch potatoes and don't go out of their comfort zone. This is the way to do that. Yeah.
Definitely. I'm thinking, just since I did my little tip, I would like you to give me a tip for what you should do in the weekends to make sure you're to relax, and like one or two tips for a good holiday.
For just one holiday or a weekend?
Well, no, just for, you can do it for your holidays for the summer or just for a weekend. But what kind of tips and what do you think people should do?
Appreciating one day at a whole thing. Sometimes we are very, very fast in our living, and I think we often should just sit down, watch the sun, eating an ice gelato,
mm-hmm. ice cream,
and just appreciating that this is the moment that you're living in and that you have a free time. I think we don't do that very often, and it's a good thing. Yeah,
a good tip.
Yeah.
Wow. What would you say?
I would say perhaps something similar, just because. I don't like when we treat every day as a kind of, oh, this is just some boring, random day in my life. My tip would be to make every day special, like use that expensive china that you got, use the pretty napkins you have, make something special out of your meal, take that pretty top you have, just use the special things. Don't have them laying there like... as if you're waiting for a visit from the king, you know. It's just use every special pretty thing you have in your home.
Yeah, there's another thing. You read it often on Facebook posts, all these philosophic blamings. But there was one thing I remembered, and this came to my mind right now. It is nothing happened. No, nothing happens in the past, and nothing will happen in the future. It's just happening right now.
Mm. Ah, I like that.
Nice.
I'm going to finish on that, but since I always do like a rhyme in the end, I don't call them poems because they're rhymes. I've tried my best to do one in English this time so we can have the whole show in English. So I'm going to finish with my kind of time off rhyme. Yet again, it's time to end the show. But to tell you the truth, I do not wish to go. We have spoken about what we do in our free time, of how without family and friends, it's not worth a dime. Now it's time for us to get our lazy on, because without time off, we would all be gone. Kickstart your weekend like we are about to do, but don't worry, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. On SO Radio.